Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Welcome back to the Soar to Success podcast. My guest today is Jen Earl, the CEO of NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners. Her role there is to carry forth the mission of the organization, support the national board, and execute the strategic plan. I'm excited to have you meet her today. Welcome to the podcast, Jen. I'm so excited to have you with me today.
Thank you so much, Pat. I'm so excited. I'm really grateful for the opportunity.
Well, I think our audience is going to love hearing from you. You're a little different type of guest than the normal guest I have. And so I think the perspective is going to be really great. So why don't you explain to everybody what it is that you do and why it's like the perfect fit for you?
So I am serving as the CEO of the National Association of Women Business Owners. I basically work with the board of directors for our C6, which is a membership organization, as well as our C3, which is our philanthropic arm, the NABO Institute for Entrepreneurial Development. I work with the boards on our strategic direction of the organizations and how to best serve the members. And then I have a team of people, my staff, that help work execute those plans. So I sort of work in the middle between the strategy and the execution. I feel like for me, the purpose of my life is to try to make the world better in some way, to do what I can to try to help. And I believe that women business owners have major impact in their communities, as small as the communities are to as large as they are. And I just really believe in helping support and strengthen communities. And I think women can do that. And so it's really an honor and a privilege to serve in this capacity. I love the women that I work with. And I love the impact the organization makes nationwide and internationally too.
Yeah. So what are you most proud of that's happened? And how long have you been there?
So I've been with the organization, I think since 2008. I started as a part of a transitional team that came in. The organization had an outside management company, and they brought in a team of people to kind of help bring it into an internal staffing structure. So I started there just as an entrepreneur, which is another reason why it's so near and dear to my heart, because I know what it's like to be an entrepreneur and be on your own and have to figure things out on your own. So, and then I transferred into the CEO role, I think about 7 years ago.
Okay. And so what are you most proud of that's happened since you've been in that position?
Oh my gosh, that's such a hard question. I mean, I think that one of our board members says all the time, and I carry that through, teamwork makes the dream work. So I would say out of all of the things we've done together as a team, I'm so proud of all of them, honestly. I'm so proud of the work we do internationally. We had stopped doing that for a while. We got back into the fold. I'm so proud of the advocacy work that we do, working with the elected officials and really making positive change for our women business owners. I also am really proud of the work we did during COVID. I mean, we had, our model is based with chapters around the country who have meetings in person, and we have big national events to bring our communities together. And of course, everything has stopped. So the work that our team and our board did to make the organization virtual was just so impactful. I think it helped so many people. It gave the isolation of running your business at home on your computer when everything had to change, the opportunity to share your frustration and your successes and your failures with others that experienced the same thing. And I think that that connectivity that we're able to do through the virtual world was just so important during that time, where they could feel still connected to the community and to others that were going through something very similar.
And as an organization, I know because of being a member, you were able to flip on a dime because you had the technology in place, right?
We did, yeah. And we also have the amazing thing about this organization and about the women business owners like yourself is that they have so many skills that they love to share with the membership. So we were easily able to say, hey, can you come talk about marketing? Can you come talk about business planning? Can you come talk about how to flip your employees virtually or technology or whatever that is? So we were able to utilize our best asset, our members, to be able to kind of work with the other members. And then we also use the platform just like this so that our members could just talk to each other. And I think thank God the technology existed, because had it not, I don't know what we would have done. But yeah, we did flip on a dime. And I would have to say, I'm so proud of my team for just recognizing our chapters aren't going to be able to do this kind of work so quickly. They have to focus on keeping and sustaining their own businesses. If we have to figure out how to help them, how to help our members really come together. So,
yeah. And I'm really proud of Cleveland because we did a really great job too, I think, of flipping.
You guys are rock stars all the time. Seriously.
It's so fun to be part of a chapter of rock stars.
That's true.
So you mentioned team before. So what's it like working with a team full of women?
So fascinating, honestly. I mean, it's pretty much all I've known. Like I would say Navo and I kind of grew up together. There are times when it is super challenging. And then there are times where it's just such an inspiration when there's a problem and everybody comes together. Women are natural problem solvers to figure out like, how are we going to make this work? And what are we going to do different? And how can we think about this different and really come together in a really beautiful collaborative way? So that part is amazing. The other part that makes it a little bit harder is that oftentimes everybody thinks they're right. And so that makes it a little bit tricky when we're trying to figure out like, okay, well, we can't all be right here. We have to figure out one way all together to move together. So, but we did.
Sometimes think they're right too.
That's the truth. I know, but I haven't worked with a whole group of men. I've only worked with a whole group of women. So, but we did add some male energy to our team, my staff, which has been such a blessing. I'm so glad that we did that. Their perspective is often different. And they just bring a really beautiful light to our team. So I'm super grateful for those guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So what's the vision for the future?
I mean, keep doing what we're doing. You know, I mean, there are so many women that have been impacted in rural areas, you know, with the whole, when everything had to go virtual, the broadband became a very big deal. And whether you had strong access or you didn't, there was clearly not equity. And so how do we help our women business owners in rural communities really get the support and access and equity that they need and deserve to be able to compete with everybody else? The diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging is a really big deal for us, making sure that every member feels like she belongs here, that she can see herself, that she feels appreciated, that she feels like she has a place and that her voice can be heard. That is super, super important. We have a goal of 2025, which is our 50th birthday, to be the most inclusive and diverse organization for women business owners. So we're marching toward that. Our advocacy will never stop, you know, as more and more women are coming into entrepreneurship, making sure they have access to capital, that they have access to technology, that we're thinking about what a small business is. And currently within the government, it's 500 employees or less, which is very different small business if you have 500 employees than if you are a single solo employee. You know what I mean? Or if you have 10 employees, like it's all very different. So how do we make sure that we're making the right legislation to impact the right demographic and be super thoughtful about that? Because if we're only focusing on the small businesses that have 500 employees, then we're losing all of these other valuable contributors that are really trying to make life different. And I feel like it's really, really crucial that we pay attention to all of those different elements.
Yeah. And so what happens when, like on the chapter level, the initiative to be diverse is there also. But sometimes people come in and they go look around and they say, oh, there's nobody else that looks like me, so I don't want to be here. It's hard to break into that, you know, through that threshold. Do you have some advice?
I would say, and I think that a lot of our Navo members would say this, how they actually got introduced to Navo was that somebody held their hand and brought them to a meeting and said, come be with me. You know, and when you do that and you bring them and they already feel like they know somebody and then you introduce them to the other chapter women and they are embracing and they say, hey, come on and bring someone else next time. We just do it organically. That's the best way we can do it, to show up who we are authentically, be kind and loving and open and receptive and know that everybody has something to teach us. And we just have to be open to understanding what that is and being so grateful that they want to come and share their talents with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important to be that type of organization because there's so many different perspectives and things that we might not think about that somebody else is thinking about, regardless. I mean, it could be age difference or whatever the difference is, you know?
Yeah, it's the truth. And I feel like our similarities are so important to come together and really acknowledge and highlight our differences and how amazing that is to learn from those that are different from us. You know what I mean? But also to celebrate that that's the same. So I'm just super excited about the organization headed in that direction and really doing the work that we need to do to make sure that we never have someone saying, you know what, I didn't want to do that one because it didn't fit for me. I hate that. I don't want that to ever happen to any of our members.
Yeah, that's going to be banned from the language.
Yeah, that's true.
So why would a woman want to join Navo? If somebody's listening to this and they, you know, don't really know anything about Navo, what would you say to them that could encourage them?
Yeah, well, I would say like as a business owner myself, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 24 and I had no idea that Navo existed and I was doing it alone. I mean, I had a business partner. But I didn't know that this group existed. And had I known that, everything would have been different. I would have had like-minded individuals that I could say like, okay, now I'm trying to balance. I have a brand new baby. How do I do that and run my company at the same time? I'm bringing on a new employee. How do I do that? And how do I get payroll set up? And how do I figure out, you know what I mean? What's next? I just feel like when you're with a group of like-minded women that have either been there before or right alongside with you doing it at the same time, it's just so impactful. It really makes a huge difference. The other thing is like the organization, we call it the four C's what we focus on. We focus on access to capital, figuring out who your banking relationships are, making sure that you're holding on to those, that you're getting capital before you need it, that you can use it and leverage it in the right way. So we offer all sorts of education around that. I know our chapters spend a lot of time focusing on that whole access to capital thing, which is super, super crucial. Confidence is a really, really big deal as a woman entrepreneur. And we focus on that too. And chapter leadership, you know, like all of a sudden you're sitting on a board. Perhaps you had never even considered that before. And it's like, what does that look like? And how are you now impacting your community? And how are you working with your local legislative officials and stuff like that? So it just helps build the confidence. It helps build your visibility. It helps build your brand. Community, which is what I think that NABO does the best. It excels at really doing hard things together and doing fun things together and spending good quality time together. And there are members that I know that have said, I met my lifetime friends here. Like I found my people. And I think that that is just really, really important on our journeys just through life, you know, life as entrepreneurs, but just life as women. And then the Congress, the advocacy work, which is just crucial. I mean, everybody needs to come. The more members we have, the larger our voice becomes, you know, and then that means we impact everybody and we can make the world better the way that we all know that we want it to be. And so I would just say, if you're on the fence about it, come on, come check it out. We'll embrace you. We'll welcome you and we'll move forward together.
Yeah. And some of the most heartwarming experiences I've had been through NABO. Like we did a volunteer project with Dress for Success. And, you know, met the women that were part of Dress for Success and got to, you know, talk to them about little businesses they were starting and what they were doing and try to encourage them to come into NABO and all that stuff. It makes you feel so good about the chance to give back to somebody too.
Yeah. It's so true. And especially with the next generation, you know, of young women who maybe are doing it different that we can learn from, but who like the organization founders 46, 47 years ago, they built this for us who are living and breathing it right now for us to live and breathe it into the future generations, you know? So it's like, we got to keep doing what we can do to make sure that it's living long enough for those to come in after us to appreciate all the amazing things it has.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So do you do a lot of traveling in your position?
Well, I did before 2020. And I have to tell you, like when 2020 hit and I couldn't travel anymore, I was like, oh, what a relief. Because I literally would say, someone would say, where do you live? And I would say Delta Airlines C-14A. I mean, I was on the airplane all the time. And we did a number of international trips with our international sisters with FCEM and MX May and the Global Summit of Women, visiting the chapter. I have my team is across the country, our NABO team. And so I would go visit frequently with our team in Washington, D.C. and so that it was a lot. The past couple of years, I've actually kind of missed it. I kind of missed because, you know, we don't have an office. We all work virtually. And yeah. I just missed that, just that engagement that you get when you're sitting across from someone and, okay, let's figure out how we're going to make this work. You know, it's different. It's different. So I am excited to get back into the travel, not as much as I was, but a little bit.
And so the leadership event is coming up soon. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So our Leadership Academy, those started, gosh, I don't even know how many years back, as sort of like a boot camp for our chapter leaders. And we wanted the chapter leaders to come together and really get what they needed and meet each other and that sort of thing. And then we had chapter leaders after their term was done that said, hey, wait, I want to go back to the leadership. But the information was the same because we were obviously training the new leaders that were coming in. So we created an entirely different track, and then we started focusing really on our founding mission, which is creating leaders for a world of change. So we're in Tempe, Arizona on January 31st, and I can't tell you how many times I thought in my head, do we do it? Do we not do it? Do we do it? Do we not do it? But we're setting up all the right COVID protocols. We're having people test. We're going to have tests for everybody when they get there. We're going to have everybody wear masks and social distance and all of that. I just think that it's going to really warm the hearts of our membership that's able to attend with us. To just feel each other again. I think that that's just really important. So we'll have one track that's all on general leadership. We're focusing a lot on the importance of DE&IB. We had a survey out in the field to kind of assess where we are as an organization, how our members are really feeling in terms of inclusion and belonging. And we'll reveal some of that and have some conversations around that and how we can do better as an organization at the chapter level, at the national level, to make sure that we're really, you know, doing what we say that we want to do and that we intend to do. And then we'll have some plenty of opportunity for socializing and having a glass of wine and toasting just our successes and being together.
Yeah. And then the conference is coming up in Louisville in the fall.
Yeah. So much fun. Did you attend the Louisville conference before? It was, gosh, I can't remember.
No, that was even before my time. I was at Columbus. I was at Indianapolis. I was at Indianapolis first, then Columbus, and then Jacksonville, somewhere else. Minneapolis. Yes. Okay. So I've been to a few.
Yeah. I have to say that the Louisville conference is one of my favorites. The town is just so darling. We had a reception at the Derby Museum, which we might do again just because it's just so cool. It's just really a lovely town. So I'm really excited to go back. The Louisville chapter is spectacular. UPS has a headquarters there. So they did this really cool midnight tour at years ago. We could see like all of the boxes moving around and everything. That was super cool. My fingers are crossed that we get to keep it. You know what I mean? We've done our best pulling our conferences up virtual. It's been, you know, we've tried to make the best experience we can, you know, on a computer screen. I think what our members really need is to be together. So I'm hoping that we can all be together at Louisville.
Yeah. I know one of the things that I like the most about it actually is the opportunity to get to know my people from Cleveland better. You know,
you
meet all the other people too, and that's really great. But you really get deeper relationship with some of you're rooming with, or you know, people that you're hanging out with more. So,
they're just fun, right? Like you have a good time, and the dancing is just fun, and the education is great. But just like being together, and you know, it just is like you learn a lot. And one of the other things too is like you learn so much from each other. You know, like we could have an amazing roster of all these amazing speakers and all of that, but our membership really learns best from each other. Like, how did you solve this, or what did you do for this? Yeah. Like, we can have the speakers, the best ones, but really, each of you are the best ones, you know? So yeah, our events are just really
lunchtime round tables where there's a discussion topic. Those are really, really valuable, I found. But I also enjoy talking to all the vendors. I think it's just interesting because there's a big diversity in the vendors and the type of people who are there as vendors. And so it's interesting to see their businesses and talk a little bit about this. So do you have time for fun?
Well, lately I have been. Oh, I'd love to do. I just sent my child off to college this past September. So that's been an interesting transition. I love to cook. I love to bake. I love to travel like locally to go down to the local beaches, to, you know, go out to restaurants and things like that. But kind of the past couple of years, we've been not really doing much, but we play games and stuff at home, and that's really fun. So
yeah.
It's a good thing I love my husband
too. Yeah, we're very competitive. In fact, we even have a contest at Christmas who brings the best hors d'oeuvre, and we vote, and the person gets a prize.
I'm actually going to do that this year because my family's big competitors too, but I can't ever get anybody to bring anything. So this year I'll be like, you have to bring something, and then we're going to compete against it. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That's always, people start planning their hors d'oeuvre like 3 months in advance. I'm going to win this year.
That's so fun. What a great idea.
So really one thing I always ask everybody that's on with me is, what are three traits that you notice when you see those traits in someone, you know that they're going to be sort of success?
Yeah, I would say the first for me would be empathy. When I can see someone that's able to stand in someone else's like shoes for just a half a second to understand where they're coming from and to understand why they might be reacting the way they are and that sort of thing, like figuring out people and really like understanding them in your heart so that you can figure out like what might be the best solution. I feel like that is just so important. I would say courage. You know, when you see someone that's like, I mean, I remember when I first started out as an entrepreneur, it was in a music business and I knew nothing about music. And I just took the leap. I just did it because I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it. And I feel like when you have the courage to do something that's outside of your comfort zone, the courage I see so many times of our, even like our board members, when they become chair of the board, now they have to go speak to the membership. What it takes to get up on the stage and read the teleprompter. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think courage is just an amazing trait. And it really helps with success. It pushes you out of what you're comfortable with. I would say resilience, you know, when hard times come and you just keep pushing through. I think those are like, it's really important, but also with resilience comes the recognizing when it's time to restore and reset, you know, like I can only go so far, but before I don't have anything left and I'm going to have to figure out how to rebuild so that I can keep going. I think that that's a really important balance. And I know you only asked for three, but the other thing that I just read about, and it was more for employees, but it was forgiveness and forgiveness being a part of a company culture. and how it was saying for employees, like instead of holding on angst, you know, for somebody else that's, you know, maybe micromanaging you or treating you in a way that you don't like, instead of holding on to that anger and being passive aggressive or however, just forgiving. You know what I mean? Just like that is what it is. And we're just going to move forward. And because when you hold on to that, it makes you not love what you do so much. And so really have giving yourself the permission to just forgive, not let people walk all over you or take advantage, but just forgive whatever it is. Not that it doesn't change the future. It just forgives, you know, clears the moment.
It changes you inside.
Yeah, totally. So I know you only asked for three, but I just was reading about that this morning. I sent it to my team. Like, hey, you guys, check this out. Like, this is really cool because I know as much as they love each other, there are times when there's just like that, you know, and I thought it was an important reminder.
Yeah, great. Well, how can people find out more about NAVO, about the organization, about joining, et cetera?
So I would say go to our website, NAVO, NAVO.org, or you can call our 800 number and talk to any one of our amazing people on the team. If you can find on our website also the local chapter and any chapter members, and like Pat with Cleveland, will be happy to answer any questions that you may have about getting involved. And I would say if you just know of a local chapter and you see on the website when there's an event, show up. I think that the best way to learn about it is to actually show up. There's so many pieces. I mean, you know, receiving our emails, there's like a million things happening all the time. And that's nationally. So locally, you multiply that, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, it's just like, there's so many things to choose from. So
yeah.
Anyone's welcome.
Is there still a virtual chapter?
Yeah, there's still a virtual chapter. Yeah. We have people that are joining and, you know, from different parts of the country. We have a launch right program right now. We got a grant through Wells Fargo, and it's for all of the brand new businesses that were once in the workforce over the past couple of years that dropped out that are starting businesses. And it's to see whether or not they're ready to be entrepreneurs. And if they are, what they need to be doing about it. And we were really intentional about working in the rural and socioeconomically disadvantaged areas. And so there are different members, then they get a membership with it. So we're getting members from all over the place, and they'll join virtually first until we have enough people in an area where we can start a chapter.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it was so fun talking to you, Jen. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Likewise. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I'm always so happy to talk about NAVO. And thank you so much for all the work you do in your local communities. We would not be who we are without you and all of the leaders that do what they do to make the organization successful. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.